Good to see everyone tonight. I'm going to ask again and just let you know that I appreciate your prayers for the Shadburn family at this time, and Christian Shadburn especially, the son of David Shadburn and his dear wife. I can only imagine how difficult it would be being at that age and having to go through stage 4 cancer, and also to have for the parents, the family, how difficult it must be. And some of you don't know, it was just a few weeks before I was talking with Brother Shadburn about how things were going in his family, and everything was fine. He was the elder that had contacted me from Lawrenceburg Church to ask if I was needing some help or some support. And in just a few weeks' time, the whole world can be turned upside down for a family. Thankfully, they have God on their side, and they rest their hope and faith in Him, and they take comfort in that fact. But at the same time, it's still traumatic for a family, as it'd be for any one of us. So we're praying for the Shadburn family. As mentioned this morning, we have another series that we've been doing as well, and that on Bible study. The first three lessons in the series have dealt with various facts from Scripture. Facts that are beneficial for us to know if we want to understand just Scripture in general. And been adding to our toolbox as we've been going along the way of different ways in which we might approach the Scripture. But now we come to application. And that is our need for authority or God's guidance today. It's again another toolbox for Bible study. We want to move forward from just studying facts and various things about, you know, the placement of books in the Bible or historical timelines. Those are necessary, but those are just facts. In our Bible study, we want to learn how to apply things to our lives. We didn't live thousands of years ago. We didn't hear these preachers preach or these prophets prophesy in person. And yet we believe they had a message that endures the end of time that still applies even today. So though we weren't there, we know and believe that they are still speaking to us, expecting us to learn some truth lessons that will guide us to heaven one day. So this lesson is designed to teach us our need for God's guidance in our lives. Other lessons will tell us how then we more get into the details of applying God's guidance to our lives. You know, we often use the word authority. Most in the religious world don't understand its usage in applying it to matters of faith and doctrine. But it's just a word really that conveys God's thought to us through His Word. What He allows and what He disallows in our lives. And it's He and His Word that has authority. W. Vines puts it very well. He says, "The power of one whose will and command must be obeyed." That's what we mean when we talk about authority. And the reality is, this is seen in every facet of our life. In our home, the children know who have the authority. Mom and Dad make the laws and decisions in the house. And they might ask, "Mom or Dad, can we do this or can we do that?" And our answer is the law. That's just the way it is. Now sometimes they already know what Mom and Dad's law or answer is going to be. And they do what they want to do regardless of what we have decreed the law to be. And so when they're caught, they hang the head and they know a certain punishment awaits. Because we have authority and they have violated that authority. Now, that concept, again, should